Do I collect my alterations for the crowd I'm buried in? An allegation, waking dreams that keep my head on edge. Do I select the thoughts and pictures that I keep revisiting? My midnight friends would beg objections for to keep their sturdy hinge. Now tiny rivers wide enough to form obstructions to the ants trace veins all through the desiccated asphalt deserts. Committed only to the notion that some spring must still exist. Fed the squirrels for the fox's patient longing to be fed. Repeating, slowly bleeding, I have figured this much out. Deceptions in the truths, deceptions in the truths. deceptions and the truths we invent.
Oh, what can you hear? Now the silence fills the air. What can you feel when your senses are not there? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh.
தொட்டே காலத்தில் சாலித்த மஞ்சளும் தந்தே പൂത്തിട്ട് ഉള്ളിൽ പറയുന്ന തേന് നെയ്യിലുരുകണ മഞ്ഞ് 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 കുടയോളം ഭൂമി കുടത്തോളം കുളിര് കുളിരാം കുറുന്നിലേ ചൂട് നുരയിടും പദ പദയിടും നുര തിരമാല പെണ്ണിന്റെ ചേല് ഇടും പദ പദയിടും നുര തിരമാല പെണ്ണിന്റെ ചേല് കുടയോളം ഭൂമി കുടത്തോളം കുളിര് കുളിരാം കുറുന്നിലേ ചൂട്
It's time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Indeed, the thrift shop is open. A time machine of freeform radio from 1900 to tomorrow, celebrating 78s, tapes, LPs, 45s, and even a few homemade and endangered compact discs. Well, that opening set started off with Three Moons with Use Your Illusion, Indiana Jones and Robo Patriot from a digital release called Outsider Music's Greatest Hits, Anthony Ruptak with Midnight Friends, Adam Leonard, The Eighth Tower, Part 4, Sabikas with Flamenco Rock, and some music from Shortwave, recorded by Mike Weisskopf. Shortwave music that was heard and recorded from Radio Asia on the 13th of March, 2013, at 1269 kilohertz. There is a brand new 7-inch vinyl single released by Jacko Gardner on the Trouble in Mind label. It's called The End of August. So we're going to hear it here in the beginning of October, right here on WSCS 90.9 in New London.
Tells me September has begun. haven't lost a thing, you said. The uncovering is up ahead. Still we happen to miss Massey Hall and Victor Boncriff, the blessed and the blackest rose, in the aisles of the softest snow, celebrated and grew. When 1998 fell through, hardly had the day seen dawn when you were feeling put upon, disillusioned and gone. You left before the lights went cold. You said something about mystery and decided what it meant. I invested in this Nabokov and Victor Boncriff. But these beasts with their wings, one red horse is on the way. No slender grace could make me stay. Daphne had begun with ease to demonstrate her expertise. I bothered with your minor works. I wasn't too proud to assert that they should have been hits, like Blackout Beach and Victor Boncriff.
But guess you lose or win.
Spectacular new 7-inch vinyl single by Jacko Gardner on Trouble in Mind Records. That was the B-side, Notus. Before that, Sun Tunnels with Comet Spike. The Virgin of the Birds with Victor Bakris. Ollie Escheman with Gamma Progression Street. All of those were from Ball of Wax, the Audio Quarterly, Volume 33, Summer 2013. For more information, check out ballofwax.org. And we started that set off with Jacko Gardner and the End of August from a brand new Trouble in Mind, 7-inch vinyl single. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, Analog Culture for a Digital World. I'll be right back.
Truth is stranger than fiction, and this is the proof. This is Ripley's Believe It or Not. The steeple of the parish church of Eccles, England, was buried under sand by a gale in 1605 and was exposed again by high winds 275 years later. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you the strange story of George Thompson. One of the most unusual expressions of sorrow was shown by George Thompson of Pomfret, Connecticut, who literally clothed himself in sadness. He did it as a mourning gesture for his fiancée, who died on the eve of their marriage. As a constant reminder of his great loss, he wore the clothing that he had planned to wear on his wedding day for the remaining 30 years of his life, believe it or not.
Thank you. Henry. Yeah, Bert? Listen to this. There's something weird on the short waves. What are you doing up on that ladder, Bert? Tron with just the antenna. I think you found some aliens there, Bert. Here, hold this coat hanger.
Mystery Science Radio Shortwave, the movie. Coming eventually.
I'd go to see that.
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. Letterboxing is a growing hobby that combines elements of hiking, treasure hunting, and creative expression into an activity that anyone can enjoy. Participants seek out hidden letterboxes by following clues that are posted online or in clue books. Then people record their discoveries in personal journals with the help of a rubber stamp that's found inside the letterbox you seek. In addition, letterboxers have their own personal stamps, which they use to stamp into the letterbox's logbook. To get started, you'll need a journal, a rubber stamp, a stamp pad, and a pen or pencil. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'll talk more about letterboxing in future editions of Paper Radio. Happy hunting! Who is that guy? Well, you've just sat through another edition of Radio Thrift Shop, where we sift through a treasure trove of musical curios, 78s, tapes, vinyl records, and CDs, exploring the past century of recorded music and sound. A few minutes ago, we heard the Athenian Mandolin Quartet from circa 1930 with a March, and a band called Blue Mountain from a release from the late 1970s, song called Jimmy Carter. And right now, I really wish that Jimmy Carter was leading this nation, because we need that kind of vision. Okay, thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.